Thank you, Mr. President. We fully align ourselves with the statement to be delivered by the European Union and wish to share some remarks in our national capacity. Austria stands in full support of Protocol 5, which is a crucial instrument in addressing the serious problems caused by unexploded and abandoned explosive ordnance and in minimizing the post-conflict impact of explosive remnants of war on civilian populations. Explosive remnants of war still kill and maim thousands of civilians per year, in many cases long after hostilities have ended. We remain concerned about their immense humanitarian, socio-economic and environmental impacts. We want to express our appreciation for your efforts, Mr. President, in promoting the universalization of Protocol 5 and reiterate our call to all states who have not yet done so to join this instrument, in particular all high contracting parties of the CCW. In addition, we want to stress the importance to make full use of the reporting system as part of transparency and confidence building under this protocol. We encourage all high contracting parties to submit regular reports in order to further promote the work under Protocol 5. Detailed reporting not only informs about progress, but also creates a better understanding of possible obstacles and of ways on how to improve cooperation. And as far as you get from this year's report, the number seems to be quite low this year. With the aim to make implementation of Protocol 5 more effective, it is also essential to continue to look for possible synergies with other international legal instruments such as the Anti-Personnel Mine Ban Convention and the Cluster Munitions Convention, in particular in areas such as clearance and victim assistance. Universalization of these two instruments is also beneficial for Protocol 5. Mr. President, we value the exchanges at our yearly meeting of experts as another important tool to share information among high contracting parties. They allow for exchanges of best practices, innovative approaches, but also challenges and needs, and we are strongly in favor to continue this practice in 2024. We also welcome the report you have prepared of this year's informal open consultation. Victim assistance is a key element of this protocol and related conventions and deserves our continued attention. Even with the end of an armed conflict, its consequences carry on, often on an individual level. Assistance to survivors is an important and long-standing obligation under Protocol 5. It is most efficient if it is carried out as an integral part of national healthcare and social systems and embedded into a larger program for assistance to these systems. Other international instruments, such as the Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities, are highly relevant in this work. Mr. President, explosive remnants of war continue to be created as we meet here in this room. A disturbing trend is the increasing use of explosive weapons in populated areas. In addition to the strong humanitarian concern and the long-term consequences, the contamination of urban terrain creates a wide range of difficulties and risks in clearing operations. Austria reiterates the importance for IHL to be observed in all situations of armed conflict. We are therefore strongly concerned about the situation resulting from the ongoing conflict in the Middle East, where communities will be heavily affected by unexploded ordnance, explosive remnants, and abundant munitions for years to come. Finally, we need to express again our strong concern about the situation in Ukraine, where Russia's